to eat that would be to say, I'm going to worship these false gods, which was at the heart, you know, the very first two commandments. And so he goes to the head official and he goes, look, this really violates everything we believe, everything that we are. What do you say you give us a little different diet? You know, just vegetables and water or something like that, okay? And the guy goes, I can't do that. Like, I'll get killed. I mean, they start looking at you and these other guys. If you guys don't look sharp, I mean, I'll die. And so Daniel, I love, he doesn't get pushy. He doesn't get holier than thou. He says, I'll tell you what, how about a 10-day test? Will you just work with me on this one? And so for 10 days, they do it. And then notice in your Bible, you can kind of skip down, and notice it says at the end of 10 days, verse 15, they looked healthier and better and nourished than any of the young men who ate the royal food. Then notice, so the guard took away the choice food, gave him vegetables instead. Verse 17, these four young men, God gave knowledge and understanding of all kinds of literature and learning. Daniel could understand visions and dreams of all kinds. And then you get to the final exam. After 3 years, all these people, not just the ones from Jerusalem, but from these different kingdoms, they've all been taken to Babylon. Now they get an oral exam. Some of you have been there, right? Did a little graduate work and had to write a long paper. And at the end of the long paper, in my case, I remember sitting down and there was Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so. And they read my paper and had red marks all over it. And then it was the oral exam. Chip, I notice on your paper you said this, but what about that? You know, I actually kind of enjoyed it. It's sort of fun. But I have a warped sense of those experiences. At the end of the time set to them, verse 18, the king brought in the chief official, presented them to Nebuchadnezzar, the great king. He talked with them. He found none equal to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. So they entered in the king's service.